Regarding England playing at Wembley,
yeah.
I totally agree with your point that they should play at different grounds.
Yeah.
If you recall, what, about 10 years ago, they used to play the home internationals, and they stopped doing that because of a lack of interest.
Yeah.
But I think if they played it... Now, I'm from Middlesbrough, and I hate Newcastle, and I hate Sunderland.
But
if they played at Roker Park, or St James's, or Ayresome Park, I would have gone along. I've never, ever seen England play.
Me neither. I mean, I...
Have you not?
No. I tell a lie. During... Oh, you forced it out of me. When I was knocking around with Gatherwood, it was over. He said, come and see us. I said, I hate Wembley. I've only ever been there to see concerts. I can't bear the place. It's even a million, if you live in London, it's still a million miles away. Unless, of course, you live over West London. But nevertheless, it's a million miles away. Hopeless to get home from, and I couldn't bear it. And I sat and watched this game that bore no relation to any other game I've ever seen. And like you say, if they were playing, God forbid, but if they were playing at Selhurst Park, I'd go and see them. The fact is, to have the supporters on top of the side, literally, and on top of the, you know, and everything that goes with it, the power, the passion of a big night of football is lost at Wembley because, you know, it's like receiving light from those stars that are 30 million light years away.
But if they were realistic and they even played in the middle of England, you know, you'd get people travelling down from the northeast and the northwest and that way, like the home of football, that keeps saying, oh, there's the sound.
That's it.
Am I the last call, Danny?
You're the last ever call, Bernard.
Can I make the last thing I ever say on your programme to be up the Borough?
Well, it would be if I wasn't going to just talk over the end of it. There may be plans afoot to come back and gloat over you all in the last couple of three games of the series, but in the meantime, I'm here up our sixth every day of the week, but no longer at 6:06. So for myself and John Inverdale, good, wasn't it?
Salut, c'est le Top, encore et toujours avec Marc et la Mèche. And tonight, it's the Top's birthday, et we'll make it, so it's going to be just a little bit different.